Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, again, the last daf here in Perek Basimen, and we continue with the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So the last mission here in the Perek discusses Haro Adam, if a woman sees Dam at a transition period, at a time when she's going either from Tameh to Tar, Tar to Tameh, Nida to Ziva, Ziva to Nida. So there are different halachas, what to do and how to be machmir, because we don't know if she's Tameh Tahar, and as we discussed in the last year, it would, however you view Bein Hashmashos on a Lamaisa level, you know, one has to be machmir. So the Mishnah spoke about that if a woman sees Dam at the end of the days, so then she is to'os. She is in a confused state, and therefore she has to be choshesh for all the different permutations. While the Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ashad b'saknas ha-shotos, bo v'saknas ha-pikchos." Right before you try to fix the shotos, what about the pikchos? What did that mean? So the Gemara will explain what that means soon. But again, we mentioned that the chiddush of some of the achronim is that even if we assume nida is something that is more common and expected, while a zava is not, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that if it's at a time in between and you don't know which one, they have to be choshesh for both of them. And we, even though zava is becheskas tara, as we had in the Mishnah earlier, and nida is becheskas toma during those days, still we would say that those two chazakos do not collide with each other, and though we have to take into account both of them and be choshesh for the re'iyah at both time periods. So the Gemara first notes the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said tchilas nida and sof nida. Right, those two aren't usually overlapping. Right, that's 7 days in between. Remember the dinim daraisa for today's daf. We have to remember the dinim daraisa. Right, a woman, the first time she has a re'iyah, she becomes a nida for 7 days. And it doesn't matter whether she sees or doesn't see during those 7 days. She is a nida. At the end of those 7 days, she does a hefsek tara. And if she is tahora, so then that night, she goes to the mikvah and she is muteras labayla. That's nida. And then after that, for the next 11 days, she is a zava, a potential, not eight. Now that is a vow automatically, but a potential zava. Days of ziva, if she sees 1 day, 2 days, then she has to wait 1 day of shmira. If she sees 3 days in a row, so then she is a zava gadola, and she has to wait shivanakiyim and bring karbanos on day eight. Midaraisa, she could go to the mikvah on day seven already. The karbanos are only for till day eight. And bismanazeh, as we know, as the Gemara is going to say in a week and a half on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, that bismanazeh, the chumra der bizera, that all women, even if they're only roa tipas dam kachardol, wait shiva nikiyim. So that's the din derabanan. But again, on the daraisa level, nida versus zava. And again, as some achronim point out, lachara behiri bana beis hamikdash. So we're going to go back to that, because we have to know about Hilchos Karbanos. We have to know about when Nita does not bring a Karban and a Zava does bring a Karban. And does Zava only a Zava Gedola, not a Zava Ktana. So we're going to have to know exactly these details. But either way, the Gemara says, Tchilas Nita Vesof Nita, those two never overlap. Tchilas Nita Vesof Zivahi. That's what how the Mishnah should read, because when you finish Ziva and the Nida begins. So Rav Chisda, you're right, Hachi Kamar, add in a couple of words. Haroe, or understand it in the following way. Haroe Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashos, Tchilas Nida Vesov Ziva. If someone sees at the Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashos, meaning at the end of her 11 days, so then it is the beginning of her Nida cycle, possibly in the end of her Ziva cycle, Hash Ubishvil, and Nidasa, so if Nida Vizchila Ziva. Okay, so you have to, that's how you have to understand it. Good. Keep in mind that today's daf will be difficult, according to the Rambam, that we have mentioned often, a number of times in this Masechta. The Rambam has different readings of many Gemaras, including today's Gemara, which is all about Nida and Ziva, and not starting again until the Shiva Nikiyim, as we know for Zava. The Rambam, who says in Isurei Via that Nida and Zava are fixed forever, as we mentioned before, the Rambam, Rabbi Hananel, that Shita, so that is difficult. Today's daf, add to the list of Gemaras that are more challenging to understand according to the Rambam, and the Rambam would have to understand it differently. Just to remember the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Isurei Via, the Rambam again says, the Rambam starts off that Perek, dealing with the status of different types of Dam, right? Remember the Machlokas we had earlier back on Daf Lamed Hey or so, about but the dam ma'ayan echad or shei ma'ayanos, the Rambam paskins that all of the dam from that area comes from makor. and one Mayan. Rambam says Dama Nida, Vidama Zava, Vidama Koshi, Vidama Yoledes, Vidam Tohar, Shel Yoledes. All of the Damim, the problematic Dam or the non-problematic Dam. The Dam Tohar, which is Tohar, and the Dam Koshi, which also might be Tohar, and the Dam Nid and the Dam Zava, which is not Tohar. So all of those Damim, Kulo Dam Echadhu, Umin HaMakar Huba, Umayan Echadhu, Ubizmanim Bilvadhu Shiyishtane Dino. And just different times make the din different. Vitiya roa dam zu tahora vizu nida vizu zava. Right, depending when the dam is seen. But it's coming from the same source according to the Rambam. Ketzad, and then the Rambam says, Kishatire hisha dam tchila. O kishatire bishas vesta vuhu ha'es shekava l'nidasa harizu nida kol shivas yamim. If it comes the first time or when she's supposed to get it, so then she is tamei for 7 days. Bein ra'as kol shiva, bein shalom ra'as elatipa rishona bilvad. Whether she sees one dot or all 7 days, Raz Dam Biyom Shmini, Harizadam Ziva, Bebre Shehu below Eis Nidasa. Day 8, that's the first day of Ziva. Vachain Kol Dam Shatira Betocha Yavim Shemin Vesnida, Levesnida, Harayhu Dam Ziva. Vahalacha Lamosha Misinai, Shein Bain, Zmanida, Lazmanida, Ella Acharasar Yom Belvad. Halacha Moshe Misinai, just like all Shiurim of Kezayis and Kebetza and Asar Tvachim and the Shiurin and Mechitzin and Chatzit, all Shiurin are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam says this is one of them. And the Rambam's Lashon here is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, even though we've noted also that there are sometimes the Gemara calls something a Gemara Gemirila, and the Rambam does not call that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai B'Dafka. Rashi and Tosfos do, but it could be the Rambam does not understand. The Rambam has less Halacha Moshe B'Sinai than other Rishonim, because not every Gemara Gemirah in the Gemara, like Tsroros or the like, count. And that's how the Rambam could say that there's never a machlokas about a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, because there are less than them. Okay, there are still some that have to be explained. But that's what the Netziv suggests, that the Rambam's Gemara Gemirah aren't automatically Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But here the Rambam says it. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai 7:11. And then the Rambam adds, "Kol shivas hayamim shenikva laveses betchilasan heina nigron yemei nidasa bein ras ben dam bein lo ras over bnei man nigron yemei nida." Why are they called yemei nida? Because they are reuyin linida. Because if there is dam seen, then it would be nida. V'chol dam shetira behem dam nida yichashev. V'chol achad asar yom she'achar hashiva heina nigron yemei zivasa bein ras ben dam bein shelo ras. Again, those are yemei ziva, whether she sees or doesn't see yamim that are ra'ui l'ziva. V'kol dam shetira behen dam ziva yechashev. V'hi zaher b'shnei shemos elu, shehen yimei nidasa v'yimei zivasa. And be careful, says the Rambam, knowing these different categories. And then the next halacha is the one that is controversial. Kol yimei ha'isha, miyom sheyikva l'avest, ad shetamus, o ad sheyakar avest liyom acher, tispar la'olam, shiva, mitchilas yom avest, v'yacharein achadasar, then 11, Shiva, Vachrein Acharasar, etc. 7:11, 7:11, right? That is not what Rov Rishonim say. Rov Rishonim say, no, there's 7 and there's 11, and then if she becomes a Zava Gadola in the 11, then she does not go back to the 7 until she has Shiva Nekiyim, right? And only then she starts her Yemei Nida again, right? That's what the Magen Mishnah points out here from the Ramban and from others, Avol Ramban, the Ramban, on today's Daf. Because today's Daf is one of the stronger riots against the Rambam, Aval Ramban right here, Daf Nun Dalet, Birer Berayos Bruros, quotes the Magen Mishnah, Shedina Torah Besviras Anida Haziva Kachu, and he quotes, you know, exactly as we just explained, that Ein Ziva El Biyodav Shizbuch L'Shiva Sharasa Behenidus, and then one has to make sure that one does not hold or get confused like the Rambam. That's what the Ramban and the Rashba and others say on our Gemara against the Rambam. The Rashba quotes it from Rabbi Yochanan. It's the Rambam also, but he quotes Vagam Haram. He quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Vagam Haramam Zalkasav. The EF Shalahamid Shmosin in those very Mklal. It's impossible to understand our Gemara that we didn't do yet in today's Daf according to that framework. But that's what also we're going to see in the coming moments. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so now let's get into the Gemara. Amar Bishua Acha Ata Misaklem Eshashotos Vechulu. So first, just the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "What do you mean, Shotos fools?" So the Gemara says, "Haini Shotos Ninu Toos Ninu." It means the confused ones. It doesn't mean the foolish ones. Nobody did anything wrong here. So Elatani Toos. Okay, you're right. It means Toos. It means those that are confused, not those that are fools. And the Ritva here says that sometimes you find the word Shotem meaning Toet. It's not that you have to change the girsa of the Mishnah. It just means toa, like the Ritva quotes, hadas shote. A hadashota we have in Maseches Sukkah. What's a hadashota? A hadas where the leaves are all confused and in different lines and not organized and coming out from different places. So that's like here. A woman who is confused and disorganized, not her fault, in terms of the re'ios, what exactly she sees. Klomar says the Ritva, Shotos, Diktoni, Anu She'en Lahem Shita Nechona Bidaman, Milashon Hadas Shota, like Hadas Shota. And the Ritva in Sukkah, She'en La'alav Seder V'Shita, right? There's no order to the leaves, and that's why it's called Hadas Shota. De Tanya, so now we have examples of a woman who is confused and doesn't know exactly if she is a Nida, Zava, or even if she knows that she's a Nida or a Zava, the following women know whether they're a Nida or a Zava, but it still has to be worked out which days she is Muteras Levayla and which days she is not Muteras Levayla. So that's today's daf. Today's Amud, the first Amud, is about women who have unusual cycles. Unusual cycles of 1 day yes, 1 day no. 2 days yes, 2 days no. 3 days yes, 3 days no, etc. So we start with the beginning. Titania. Yom echatama yom echatar. What happened if a woman has an unusual cycle? She has an alternating every day of her life. She sees dam, she doesn't see dam. She sees dam, she doesn't see dam. So yom echatama yom echatar. So what's the halacha? So if we take, let's say, an 18-day set, right? Because that's the cycle, as we say, 7-11. 18 days. So this woman is, let's just think, first time she sees day one, she's a nida. So the next 7 days, doesn't matter what she sees. She sees days 1, 3, 5, and 7. But it doesn't matter. All those days, she's a Nida. At the end of day 7, she does a Hefsek Tara, and she does not see day 8. Well, the even number of days she doesn't see. So after day 7, she can be with her husband. Day 8, and after day 8, she can be with her husband. Then day 9 already, she already sees. So then she becomes a Zava. But she will never be a Zava Gadola, because she will never see 3 days in a row. It's always 1 day on, 1 day off, 1 day on, 1 day off. So, says the, again, and that's the rule. The rule for this whole Amud is just figuring out exactly, plugging in Nida and Zava and how many days she is seeing. So again, this woman who is 1 day yes, 1 day no, Mishamesha Shmini, she can be Mishamesha as the day 8, because day 8, she is the first day of her Yemei Ziva, and she does not see that day. Her Nida days are done. Valelo Imo, and the following night, also, she is muteris, right? Unusual lashon lay low, right? Usually post day 8 is not called the night that goes with day 8, right? It should be, that's why some have the girsa of laila imo. Some rishonim have the girsa not lay low imo. That's the Rashba's kashi here, just doesn't like that lashon of lay low because it's not lay low. It's the night after, so halachically it's a different night. That's the Rashba. Ve'enem es yashev. So if you look in the Me'iri says, okay, but because here the halacha of post day 8, that night is similar to day 8 and not day 9, that's what the Gemara calls it that here. It's not talking about a halachic definition of day 8 and day 8 and 9. No, it's talking about practical. That's the Me'iri's lashon. Shalayla shemachrato tishii bichlal shmini hu v'lo hutzrach laskira v'yavav ishein zeh leilo shal shmini ela shal tishii halachically ho'al upe tishii roeh v'nishtane halayla zeh midin yom shala hu notna l'shmini. That's why it calls it that, even though it doesn't really, it's not halachically connected to it. So that is, again, this woman who sees one day and does not see the next day, she is mishameshes shmini v'leila imo v'arba leilos mitok shmona asar yom. And then, altogether, out of the 18-day cycle, she is muteris 4 nights. 4 nights out of the 18. Why? Because all the post-Shimur days, right? Because let's say all of the days that she sees and doesn't see, sees, doesn't see, during the 11 days, so every day she sees, she is Asura that night, until she has 1 day of Shimur. And then, Motsoi, the Yom Shimur day, then she's muteris. Until the following day when she has a re'iyah. So if you put all those together, so then on all the post-Shimur days, she is mutter 4 days during the 18. V'im ha'isa ro'a miba erev, if she always has her re'iyahs at the beginning of the evening, so then that messes her up even more. Enam shemeshes l'shmini bavad. Then it's only that first one. Only that first one, shmini, because if she sees the evening after her yom shimur, then all those days are out also. And therefore, the only time that's, the only day that's muteris is after she sees, on day 8, the first day after she was a nida, then she doesn't see day 8, so she's muteris that day, and that would be it. Good. Stop there for a moment. If you look in the some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hananel and others, Rabbeinu Hananel says here, the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, what about Leil Yutes? Before we get to that she sees at night, let's say the first line, that she only sees by day, so she's mutter for, four amongst the 18. What about the next night? We're only talking about 18. What about Leil Yutes? So the Mishnah doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say, talk about that night. The night after her Yemei Ziva, going into her Yemei Nida. So, that's not mentioned. So you might say it's just not mentioned because the Mishnah's not, the Gemara's not interested in talking about it. The next cycle. It's just talking about one cycle. It's 18. But Rabbeinu Hananel says that no, it's Aser Mishum, it's a vest. It's a vest of her Yemei Nida. She sees, remember, every first day of her, Nida cycle. So says Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel here quoted in the Rashba. Rabbeinu Hananel Zav Kasav. I'm sorry, let's start with the beginning of the paragraph. Hay denaka bebraisa minyan yurches yom shalomar shepesach nida miyurches liyurches umisham ve'ela choseres chalila v'nirali demishamachi lo katani umishameshes lo yutes. Why doesn't it say she's mutter on Leil 19? Lefi shalomana ela halelos she mishameshes kodem she yagiyas man pesach nidasa. It's talking about one cycle, one set of 18. Ve'ilu Leil yutes yom kvar nichnas bezana roila pesach nidasa. Leil yutes is in the next set. That's why the Gemara does not mention it. Not for any halachic reason. But because, it's not mentioned. Rabbeinu Hananel says, no, it's a vest. Because she saw on day one of her Nida. So now she's going to have an 18-day, expectancy. So that's why it doesn't say Leil Yutes, says Rabbeinu Hananel, because she's supposed to see. Zumin Adin, Hayel Lipol Yurches. Umeshameshek Adin Kol Yimei Hashim, Reshavadel Zbarev Mishameshes, Bi'am Rabbeinu Azhara, Libanei Yisrael, Shifru Minishosi, and Samach Levestan. Shenemar, as we had earlier and we'll have again later, Vihizardem is Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam, Vekama Ona, Yudbeis Shah. The Gemara says elsewhere that there's something called an Ona, Samach Levest. And therefore, a woman who's expecting her period at a certain time has to be Porish at that time. So since Rabbeinu Hananel here, she has to be Porish, and that's why, for a halachic reason, it's not mentioned. What's the problem? At this stage of, not the problem, but the, comment. At this stage where they're commenting on, the Gemara does not suggest yet that she sees at night. She only sees by day. That's the next line. If she sees by night, so then she only has one day. But the comment of Rabbeinu Hananel on the Rashba on the first part, where she only sees by day, and that's where Rabbeinu Hananel says that Leil Yutes is going to be also because of a vest, so that is a remez, some say the Netziv says right here, to the Arzarua. The Arzarua, the Chumrah of the Arzarua that is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What is that? So we know that Gemara says that an Onas Havest is Pashtus 12 hours. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, Shulchan Aruch says that every time when a woman has either a Yom HaChodesh or a Yom HaFlaga, whatever it is, it's one time period, either day or night. Right? That is the Me'ikar Hadin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Beginning of Kuf Pei Dalet. Rov Anashim Yishlam Vestos, Leros Bezvan Yadua. Okay? In those days, it was Rov Nashim. Nowadays, it's Rov Nashim, the opposite. But either way, women have some type of expectancy, either Kavua or not Kavua. Bishas Vetzarach Lifrosh Mimena Ona Achas, says the Shulchan Aruch. Velo Mishar Krevus Velo Mitashmish Belvad. How much does one have to be Poresh at Shas Vest? Ona Achas. One vest, which is the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is what Rov HaPosk, what Rishonim say, and the Beis Yosef says, right, based on the, that's why he Paskins here, Ona Achas. He notes the Arzarua, but the Arzarua, which the Shach quotes the Arzarua in Kuf Pei Dalet Zayin, the Asaf, that maybe it is 24 hours, not just 12 hours, not just a day, but whenever the vest is, add on the Ona beforehand also. If the woman's expecting her period during the day, then the night before is also part of the vest. If it's the night, then it's the day before. So, the Netziv says, this Rabbeinu Hananel is like that Arzarua. Because really, at this stage of the Gemara, she's only expecting it during the day, day one of the next cycle. And Rabbeinu Hananel says that the reason the Gemara doesn't mention Lel Yutes is because it's a vest. What do you mean it's a vest? It's not till the next day. Not the night before. Right? So what is, oh, as the Merome Sada says in its Siv, this is the Shita of the Arzarua. He says, "V'kashali amaylo chashiv laila harishon shal yudches bishlamo biyudches nicha." Fine. Avo miyudches harishon ve'elach amay mona v'nira mikan raya l'shitas arzaruah shehevi ashach kufay dalad departion ona hakodemes laona savest. That's what he thinks. That is, this is the remes. The other rishonim would say, like the Rashba said, no. The reason it doesn't mention it is because it's only interested in talking about one set of 18 days. We're not talking about what's afterwards, but again, that is the discussion. Again, the Shach and some others quote this Arzarua, but again, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Chachmas Betzalel here says the halacha of all the poskim is that Me'ikar Adin one does not. That is not the halacha. Me'ikar Adin. Once we machmir, in certain cases one can be, but that is not the halacha. I'll just read you the Shach. The Shach here in Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkat and Zayin. He quotes, V'kama ona yomo lailo biyome nisan v'tishrei, u'beis Yosef dacha dvarav me'achar shaposkim lo eskiru, v'gam lishta d'shas mashma, to lo kapet ela ala yom o ala lailo lo al hashos. V'chei matzasi b'ravon kavi asaf, u'masha lo eskiru, poskim in raya, d'bistam yom u'bistam laila airi. V'nachinami, and the Shach quotes, again, the Shach is a fan of the Arzarua, but again, many others are not. But again, this Gemara sounds like it, according to the Nitziv. Okay. Right, so that you have to work out. You have to work out, meaning every other night. If she has this Re'iyah, then every...
It's 24 hours.
So every day, in a chinami. So then it would have to be, Arba Leilos. Even those Leilos should be a problem, according to that. Okay. Again, the Mefarshim talk about it. You have to look more at that Rabbeinu Hananel in the Rashba. One other Ha'ara, again, all of the rest of the Amud we're going to get into is going to be an application of the same Yesod. Another important Ha'ara on this line is Tosfos. Tosfos points out, Arba Leilos Mitoch Yudches. So you have the 4 days in the Yudches. So it's clearly Mashma. Again, what are we talking about? A woman who sees every odd number day. And the Gemara assumes that she never becomes a Zava Gedola. Right, because she's never going to need Shivin Nikiyam, and then she's not going to be Muteris for those four Betoch Yurches. So Tosfos, that's a Raya against Rav Sadia Gaon. What's Rav Sadia Gaon? What they say, the name of Rav Sadia Gaon, says Tosfos on top. Masha Bikana Behedya, the Einas, Zav Gadol, Avol, Zuch, Shivin Nikiyam, Machatira, Gimel, Yom, Ritzufim. Delo, Kaosam, Shikazam, Shem, Rabbeinu Sadia, Shetzrich, Shivin Nikiyam, Afilu Rasa, Beyur Aleph, Gimel, Yom, Mifuzarim. Even if it's not 3 consecutive days during Yemei Ziva, but it's 3 non-consecutive days, that also creates a Zava Gadola. That's what they quote B'Shem Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. But according to Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, there should be more Yisurim then here. If she sees every other day, then right after she sees every other day, she sees on day 11, 13, and 15. So then that should be it. She should be a Zava Gadola, requires Shem Nikiyam, and should knock out. And she'll never have Shem Nikiyam. It'll be Usher forever and ever. So this Gemara seems to be against Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. So says the Aruch Lanayr, we can't leave Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. He knows this Gemara, right? How does he understand this? It says the Aruch Lanayr, no, we don't have the full understanding of Rav Sadia Gaon. And he says this answers many other kashas on Rav Sadia Gaon too. Rav Sadia Gaon only says that if a woman is not mitaheres herself in between. If a woman has one day of Re'iyah during the Yemei Ziva, and then she does not hold of a Yom Shimur at all, and she doesn't go to the mikvah, and then that could be considered Ritzufim, because the day in between was not a Yom Shimur, so even if it's not consecutive exactly, but there's no hefsek of Tara in between. That's what he means by it's enough to make her a Zava Gadola. But even Rav Sadia Gaon would agree that if she holds of a day of Shimur, and she goes to the mikvah, and she's mitaharis herself, then even Rav Sadia Gaon would say she's not a Zava Gadola. And that's what she did in our Gemara. Right? So that's why Rav Sadia Gaon would agree in our Gemara that she's not a Zava Gadola. Laniyas daiti ish lomar, telo nelmar Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon sug yizu. Don't think he forgot this Gemara. The Ishli Tain Tam Lapsak Rav Sadia. Devade inikri Zava Raksha tire ritzufim. Elisha Sover de Imrasa Pamachas. Hari Zava Ktana. Velo Yotes Milios Kain El Ide Sviras Yom Echad Betahara. Vimotispar. Avobi she ain yom ze nechshav la lutuma vadais, Mikol makom kishetira biyom amachras shuv pamachas nitztarif yom zel yom rishon. Kivin shadayin lo paska meliyo zavaktana. She is a zavaktana until she is shomeris and goes to the mikvah. And if not, she continues to be a Zava Ktana, and then that could eventually become a Zava Gedola. But more than that, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon does not say that if she goes to the mikveh in between, and he quotes, there are many other achronim that quote kashes from other gemaras, on daf samach vav, on daf in nazir tesvav, and with my approach, you can answer all of the kashes, says the Arach Laner. Okay, let's continue. Says the gemara now, that was all case number one. Where she sees one day, she doesn't see one day. Next case. Shnei yamim tmeim u shnei yamim tahorim. What if she has a cycle that she sees two, doesn't see two. She sees one, two. Doesn't see three, four. She sees five, six, not seven, eight. So again then. So right when she sees her first time, then she's a nida. So one through seven are out. Right? She sees on one, two, and then she sees on five, six. Then she doesn't see seven, eight. So at the end of seven, that day eight is going to be okay, right? Because at the end of nida, you don't need any waiting. So mishamesh is shmini. Then she could be with her husband on shmini. That she doesn't see 7-8, but then she sees 9-10, right? And then so after 9-10, then she's going to need one day of shimur, 11. But then the next night she's going to be mutter, 12. But then she's going to see 2 days again, and she's going to need a yom shimur. And then the one day after that, she's going to be okay. So if you keep doing that, mayah shall be mutter on shmini vishnei masar vishisha asar v'esrim. Right, so those are the days that shall be mutter because, again, she will be mutter after a yom shimur. Again, this woman will never become a zava gadola because she only sees 2 days in a row. But she'll always need a yom shimur. And then once the nida days start again, then she'll have to, again, wait all of the nida days. So that is if she sees two and two. Says the Gemara, v'tisham v'shnami v'tishar, right? What about, it's tisar, it's the beginning of Yemei Nida, so there's no Yom Shimur needed. So now the Havamina here is, right, it's related to the diak that we just had in the first case. But now the Gemara says, but she just saw on day 10 and 11 of her Yemei Ziva. So shouldn't she be able to be mutter the following night because it's no longer her days of Ziva? And therefore, isn't it true, Gemara is about to reject this because it's a machlokes, that she doesn't need any more Yemei Shimur? And the Gemara says no. Even if your days of Ziva are finished, it could be that you still need a Yom Shimur. 2 days in the Gemara. Right, Rashi says, let's first see the 2 days, and then we'll explain the difference between the 2 days. Amar Rav Sheshes Osomeres Gargaron Titznan Aser. What does that mean? Gargaron, one who does not wait, Titznan is Aser. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Gargaron Titznan Aser. Rashi about medium lines. Gargaron Titznan Berak Tinokas. We're going to have a mission in the last parak. Haroa Yom Yud Aleph. What if a woman sees the last day of her 11 days? So now the following day is no longer Yemei Nida. V'tavla liyom shala achara, v'shimsha, v'rasa bo bayom. What if she was with her husband on day one of her Yemei Nida, which is really the day after she was saw in Yemei Ziva? Beis Hillel Omri Mariza Gargaron. That means, right, an impatient person. Shalo himtin yom ze. Right, it sounds like it's just inappropriate, but not usher. Meaning, really, if she saw during her days of Ziva, then she has to have one Yom Shimur in her days of Ziva. But if she saw the last day of her Yemei Ziva, and the next day is Yemei Nida, she doesn't need it, but it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. That's what basically all seems to say. Umehach Raisa, but from our Braisa, Diktani, Umeshameshes Yom Esrin Velo Yom Yutes, but our say she could be, she's talking about day 20, so what about day 19? So the fact that it does not say 19 is Mutter, even though it's the first day after the Yemei Ziva are finished, Shamina to Usur Lios Gagara. Not only is it inappropriate, but it's Usur, that you still need a Yom Shimur, even though the days of Ziva are finished. Ola Shamesh B'Yom Yud Beis Im Haroe B'Yud Aleph. It's Usur to be a Gargaron and to be Mishamesh on the day 12, meaning after Yemei Ziva, if she has to have a Yom Shimur. So Rav Shesha says, you know why it doesn't say 19 is Mutter? Because it's Usur. It's Usur Drabanan, let's say. Because Gzeira, she might be confused and also do the same thing within her days of Ziva. If she sees on day 11 of her Yemei Ziva. And then on day 12, which is really Yemei Nida. So technically it's Mutter, but Rabbanan, where goes there? You can't, because you might get confused, and then she might think that you could be together with her husband even on a regular Yom Shimur during your 11 days. So that's Rav Sheshes, that's why 19 is out. Rav Ashi Amar Nehi. Rav Ashi fundamentally says no. Gargaron is only inappropriate. Right, it's not that if a woman sees on day 11, her last day of Ziva, technically she's Muteres on day 12. It's only Gargaron, it's only inappropriate, not Usser. Aye, so why here is 19 out? Not because of the Riyah of day 11, the Riyah of day 10. Remember, she sees 2, 2, 2, 2. So she saw day 10 and 11 here in these days. Rav Ashi Amar Nehita Chad Aser Lo Bo Yishimur, Asiri Mia Bo Yishimur. But day 10 needs Shimur, which you could have had on day 11, but she didn't have one on day 11, so that's the one that's extended into the Yemei Nida that is needed, right? That's what Rashi says. Rav Ashi Amar La'olam Eino Asur. Really, a Yom Shimur for day 11 is not needed, and it's not Asur, technically. V'hacha d'tani Asur Mishim Shurasa Yom Asiri D'iyu Bo Yishimur, right? Day 10 needs Shimur, and therefore a Teshev Yutes HaTahar, that's why she has to have day 19. Again, the first day of her Yemei Nida cycle as a Yom Shimur. V'yei Shimur L'Yom Yud Zayin Shu Asiri L'Yemei Ziva. Shimur L'Havi L'Yom Tar. You need a Tar day. Dachin Afkalon Yihi Yem. L'Amei Shosoferes Yom Echad L'Echad. V'sir L'Havi L'Yom Tahar. Right? The last day of her cycle, if she sees Yemei Ziva, that can't be a Yom Shimur. Good. So that is all 2 and 2. So we did the lady of 1 and 1. Now 2 and 2. Next. 3 and 3. Shlosha yamim tameim u'shlosha yamim tahorim. And again, all of these are, you know, just put out a calendar and work out. The yesodos of all of these calendars are the same. Right? Yemei Nida are all usher until the end of day 7. Yemei Ziva are, you always need a Yom Shimur. Here now it's going to get more difficult. Because this woman is going to become a Zava Gadola and she will never be able to undo that, because she never has Shiva Nikiyim. So that's why this woman is, it's finished. Shlosh Yamim Tameim, Shlosh Yamim Tahorim, Mishameses Shnei Yamim, right? She's Mishameses 2 days when? She sees on days 1, 2, 3, then not on 4, 5, 6. So then 7 is out because it's her last days of Nida, but then 8 and 9, she does not see yet. So 8 and 9 are still okay. Then after that, 10, 11, 12, she's a Zava Gadola, that's it, she's done. So that's why she has 2 days. Mishameshes shnei yamim v'shuv eino mishameshes la'olam. And this woman is a tragic case. She would never be mishameshes la'olam. And again, the Gemara might not be talking about lamaisa cases. It's just theoretically, you know, what the halacha would be in all of these cases. Next, arba'a yamim tameim v'arba'a yamim tahorim. What if she has 4? She sees day 1, 2, 3, 4. Then she doesn't see 5, 6, 7, 8. So then she has 1 day. Day 8 is going to be her only day. The day after her Nida, and then, that's it. Mishameshes Yom Echad, right? Lel Ches, right? The Lel of her 8th. Vishuv Eina Mishameshes La'olam. And then, she would never be able to be Mishameshes again. Chamisha Yamim Tumeyim. V'chamisha Yamim Tarim. And again, she'll never be Mishameshes again, but it wouldn't mean, according to the Rambam, she's a Nida again, and that's why the Mefarshim say this Gemara. The Ramban right here says, Gemara is very difficult to read for the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, you'll go back to Yemei Nida always. You don't always stay Ziva. You know, you go back to Yemei Nida, and there are other, again, makes it more confusing in terms of how the Rambam would read this Gemara. Just, I brought the Rashba here. The Rashba here is, mentions the Rambam, and he says again, this part of the Rambam, Kozer Rina Chananel, Va Rambam, V'yef Shalah HaMitshu Monsin L'Devarim Klal, Shem Kain, Einzu Mishameshes B'chol Eser Mishmona Yom Shiva Yomim, Shoy L'Fi Cheshbon Zek Shatamone Omosi. You do a lot of the details here. Again, I don't want to go into it, but he quotes many parts of this Gemara are against the Rambam, and he quotes the other Gemaras too, but again, this is where a lot of the action is against the Rambam. Next, Chamisha Yomim Tameim, V'chamisha Yomim, right, we're up to Rep to 5. Chamishi yamim tameim v'chamishi yamim tahorim. 5 and 5. So then, again, she sees 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then she doesn't see 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 8, 9, 10 is okay. Because those are the ones, the beginning of Ziva. Mishameshes shloshi yamim v'shuvein mishameshes la'olam. And then she's finished because she can never get Shiva Nikiyim. Shishi yamim tameim v'shishi yamim tahorim. Mishameshes chamishi yamim. So then the first 5 days of Ziva she does not see, and therefore she's mutter, v'shove nem v'shemeshes la'olam. Shiva yamim tameyim v'shiva yamim tahorim. Okay, so now we've gotten over the hump, and she has problems, but she can get shiva nikiyim. Right? So shiva yamim tameyim. So she sees all of her days of Nida. And then she doesn't see the first 7 days of Ziva. So then all those 7 days are muteris. Right? So shiva tameyim. So what's the halak? What does it work out to be? Mishameshes. Revia Yameha Mitochav Chazyom. She will be able to see 7 out of 28. Beginning the first 7 days of Ziva, she is Muteres, that's the 7. Then she'll become a Zava Gedola, because she'll see 7, then she'll have to wait another Sheva, right? That's the next 7 days for Shiva Nikiyim, so that'll take us till 28 days. Then she'll start her Nita cycle again. And then if she sees, then she'll be usher again until the Zava cycle. So it'll work out that 7 out of 28, the second 7 days out of the 28-day cycle, she'll be muteris. Right? That's how it'll work out. The first one, she'll be usher. The first 7 is usher because she sees. The third one, she'll be usher because she sees. The fourth one, she'll be usher because she needs Shiva Nikiyim. So the only one, the second set of 7 out of 28, she'll be Muteris. Shmona yamim tameyim v'shmona yamim tahorim. What about 8 and 8? So then, mishameshes, do the math, chamisha asar yom betoch arboim v'shmona. So if you do, Rashi goes through the whole thing. Rashi goes through in the tesva b'yom and chas, goes through every day. Goes through the first, she sees 8 days, and then she needs 1 day of shimur, right? Day 9 is shimur, 10 through 16 is mutter. Then it goes through everything, how we would work it out. So 15 mitoch arboim v'shmona. Says the Gemara, hare arbeisar havi. So Rashi says, really, there are 14, not 15. Why? What's the 14? So Rashi says, again, I'm not going to go through all the details, but Rashi goes through exactly every day in the 48. Why 48? Because that's 6 cycles of the 8 that she has. So I had to take off one. So Rashi, our base, our first wide line. Kasavar hai demosiv, shaisha azos lo tashamish yom memches, lafisha shmona hachamishiyim shenash mehem zava, the 5th, 8th, cycle, that should become the Zava, Ein Mehem Ela Dalad Mimei Ziva, V'Dalad Achrona Mimei Nida. 4 are the end of her Ziva days, 4 are the beginning of her Nida days. And therefore, she wouldn't be able to be Muteres on Yom Memches. Miutchilas Nida Lohavi calls Man Shalo Safra V'lo Tara Mizova, as Rov Rishonim say. Right? Even though she sees straight, she won't become a Zava Gadola because the first number of days in the 8 are part of her days of Nida. And the days that she may need us, Ashein Roben, Ein Olam, Limbi Sfira, Sivasa. And the days of her Nida, the Gemara's Havamina here is, if you do again the math that Rashi lays out, that maybe the Gemara is asking, and the Gemara is going to reject this, that maybe she still does not become a Nida again, because you cannot count clean days of Shiva Nikiyim in days that she's supposed to be a Nida. Is that true? And the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says, Amar of Adam, Yitzchak Zoso Meres, the fact that you don't have the Shita, and again, I'm not going through all the details of the numbers, Rashi does it, but Zoso Meres, Yimei Nidasa, Shein Robo, and Olam Yisvira Sivasa. No, days of Yimei Nida that she does not see can count for Sfira Sivasa, can count for clean days, right? That even though if it's supposed to be royally Yimei Nida, it still could count as Shiva Nikiyim. D'Ibailu, as we had an earlier case, when it came to Leda, D'Ibailu, Yimei Leda Shein Aroa Bahen, Mao Shialu L'Sfira Sivasa, Yimei Leda that she does not see, right, she was, Rashi says, Yolda Bezov Upaska Miyad. She was a Zava when she had a baby. So can she use those days that she does not see of Yimei Leda to be counted as Shiva Nikiyim? So the Gemara answers yes. Amar of Kahana Tashma, Ros Ashnayim L'Shlishi Hipila. If a woman has a Riyah for 2 days, and then she has the miscarriage, the Einu Yodas, and she has no idea, Mahipila, and she doesn't know what she was Mapelas. Baby or not baby? male or female, right? All those fakos. Harizu safek zida, safek leida, mivia karban ve'ino nechal. So she doesn't know. Maybe she's just a zava because it wasn't a baby. It wasn't a vlad. Maybe it was. So she brings a karban ve'ino nechal. And it is not eaten. V'yimei leidasa she'ein roba and ola l'svira zivasa. And you see that you may lidasa that she has to see ola l'svira zivasa. So too, you may nida she'eino roa bahen. That's what we assume. That's what the Gemara says. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar Papa, maybe there's a difference. Maybe that case you're allowed to count it for the following reason. Shiny hasam, kiban t'ikal amimur, you're allowed to zachar hi. You know why you're allowed to count those yom yimei leida days? Because if this woman had a zachar, so then the days after, 7 to 14, are yimei tohar. The kolhani shiva yaseri t'kiyavino la salkilo la svira zivasa. That's why you're allowed to count. Maybe if it's really yimei tuma days, then you wouldn't be able to count. Right? And that's why Tosfos says here, Tosfos explained this line, so it's lakula mishum svek sveka. Maybe it wasn't a baby at all. And if it was a baby, maybe it was a zachar. And therefore, these 7 days are yimei tahara. And that's why you're allowed to count it. But maybe during yimei nida, it wouldn't be a raya. Okay? We try to bring a raya, and maybe it wasn't a raya. Tosfos said, let's continue, and then we'll talk more about it. We're in the middle of the conversation. Amalei Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua L'Rav Papa. B'yoleh the Zachar Ika L'Sfukei. B'yoleh the Keva Lech L'Sfukei. I don't understand. You know you're more weighted to say it was a Zachar. Maybe it was in the Keva. You have no idea. And if it was in the Keva, then these are you made Tumah days and you're still allowed to count it. Why should you say, oh, it's Zachar. Dafka. Say, Elav Shvamina. No, it must be. You're allowed to count it because Olin. Elav Shvamina, Olin Shvamina. You're allowed to count days during Yimei Nida or Yimei Leida that she does not see to count for the Shivanakiyim of the Yimei Zava. Tosfos notes here, V'tayma de Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, what's his svara? Right, what's his svara? At this line, avagav dahavi svek sveka, even though the previous line held, it was kind of like a svek sveka, maybe it's not a baby, and maybe it's a zachar, so maybe that's why we're able to be makel in the next set of the 7 days. Mikol makom, mi ba'alma, ein olin, hachanami havilon lemigzar atu ba'alma. Because even if you say it's a svek sveka, maybe we should have been gozer on these 7 days that might have been of a zachar. Because it's very confusing. Zachar, nekeva, vlad, not vlad, and the fact that we're not, it must be that it's totally mutter, and we're not choshesh. Interesting, the Rishash wonders here, in this woman who, not sure if she had a baby or not, not sure if she was a zachar or a keva, why doesn't she have to bring two karbanos misafek? Right, because she has to bring one karban, and why? Because maybe she had a baby, but if she was a zava, then she also, and maybe she was a zava and a baby. So maybe she should have to bring two karbanos, asked the Rishash. So the Rishash says, because this is what's called svek svek sveka. Why? There are 4 possibilities, and 3 of them tell us she only has to bring 1 karban. Right, 4 possibilities. What are the 4 possibilities? Says the Rishash, maybe she, let me just read you the Rishash. The Rishash says here, nun dalid, says the Rishash, v'yeshlamar demaisi karban echad, umasne alav, imzava hi, who are who carbon zava? Vimi oled is carbon leda. Just one carbon, she makes a tanai. Ula travayu, if she's a zava, or if she's a yoledes, she only brings one carbon. And then maybe she's neither, and she brings no carbonus. Maybe she's both. So that's only 1 out of 4 possibilities. So 3 out of 4 possibilities, she only has to bring 1 carbon at most. That's why she only has to bring 1 carbon at most. Even though there's 25% chance that she has to bring both, but that's what's called a more than a sex veka. Right, a svek svek sveka. Ule travayu lo chayshin lo karban. That'd be svek svek sveka. The gimel studin havien lepatura mi beis karbanos v'raksad echad havi lechiyuva. Umishem sveko lo maisinan safek malikas chulo lemizbech. Fine, and he says this is against some other shitas, but that's what he yells. Okay, continuing the brisa though, we got a little off track because the Gemara went into that there was one day that maybe you shouldn't count. Is it nida? Is it zava? Right, and again, Rashi explains the details about whether you could count the yimei ziva before she goes back, and the Gemara ends up saying yimei nida before she goes back, and the Gemara ends up saying you can, as long as she has a clean day, you could count it for shivanakia. Let's finish up. Says the Gemara, Tisha yamim tamei v'tisha yamim tahorim. If she has 9 days, 9, 9, 9, 9, Mishamesha Shmona Yamim Mitoch Shmona Asar. Then she's Shmona Yamim, because again, the first 9 days are out, but then she's only a Zava Kitana. So after the 2 days of Zava Kitana, then she's Mutta the rest of those days. Asara Yamim Tameim, Yasara Yamim Tahorim. If she's 10 and 10, so then, if you think about it, 10 is that she sees the first 10. That means 7 Nida, and then she becomes a Zava Gadola. So then after that, she has 10 clean days. So the first 7 are Shiva Nikiyim, and then 3 is Mutter. So she'll always have 3 that are Mutter. So if it's 10, 10, 10, 10, or any larger permutation, says the Gemara, Yimei Shimusha Ki Mei Zivasa. Her days of Shimush, the days of Heter, will be like Yimei Ziva, meaning 3. She'll always have 3, because that is how it works out. The first 10 are 7 and 3, then she'll have Shiva Nikiyim, and then she'll have the 3. V'chein Lameya, V'chein La'elef. And the same thing, Lameya La'elef, it works out. 93, right, would be Yimei Shimush and the Yimei Ziva, right? Rashi says here it always work out, because until she, you know, the first 100 days, let's say she sees for 100 days, so then at that time she'll be a Zava Gadola. Then the first 7 days after her 100 days will be Shiva Nikiyim. The next 93 days will be Mutara, she won't see again, and then it'll go from there, V'chein La'elef, just to work out the details. Fine, Hadrulach Basimin, let's get into the seventh parak of Maseches Nida. Dam Hanida, Dam Hanida, Ubisar Hames. Mitamin, so we've been speaking about the status of the woman, but now we speak about the status of the dam. The dam of a Nida, that dam itself is an Avatoma. Ubisar Hames, as we know, Mitamin Lachin and Mitamin Yevashin. They are Mitami, whether they are moist or whether even they are dried out. Aval, Hazov, Vahaneya, Vaharok, all the liquids of a Zav, Vahasheretz, or a recently dead Sheretz, Vahanevela, Vashich, Vazera, Mitamin Lachin, Mitamin Yevashin. All of these still have to be moist. If they're totally dried out, so then they are not Mitame. Vim Yecholon Lehi Sharos, Valachzola, Kamoshehain. But if you could soak them, and they could become moist again, then metamen lachim umetamen yevashin. Then that's not called totally dried out, right? That's called, this still has the potential of being lach. Lekami shriyasan, and how long do you need? Or if you leave it in there for a year? No, but poshim eis leis. Lukewarm water for 24 hours. If you have to only put it in hot water, then it's not called moist. It has to be lukewarm water 24 hours. That's the litmus test. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, Besar hames yavesh, ve'enu yachol yisharos v'lachzol kamot shahaya, tohar. Besar hames also has to be able to become moist again. Only damnida, which is totally dried out, that is metame lach, umetame yavesh. Good. Big discussion here about the Besar hames of a guy, but we're not going to go into that right now. Minani Mili, how do we know that the Damnida is Mitame Rashi Bemaga Ubimasa? The Chacham Pasala says that the Chiddush is Masa. Henevitz even telling me about Masa, the Amar Chizki, the Amar Krav, Dava Benidasa. So we compare Dava, the flow, Benidasa, to the woman. Madva Kimosa. Mahi Mitama, Av Madva Mitama. Just like she is Mitame, so too what flows out of her is Mitame. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Lach. We find lach, or that's what flows. Yavish minayin, minalan, amar of Yitzchak, amar kra, yihiye, bahava yaso, yehe. V'yema hani mili balach v'nasa yavish, maybe this is only if it came out moist at least. Yavish meikar minalan, how do I know that if it came out even yavish itself, how do we know that's also mitame, and also visu, but the following, how does that, we have the Mishnah, back in the beginning of Hamapelis, daf chaf aleph. Hamapelis kamin klipa kamin afar kamin sarah kamin yefchushin adumin, all these items tata lamayim. Imni mochu tamei, minolan, all those came out dry. So how do you know all of those are tamei? Says the Gemara, yihiyeh ribuyahu. Yihiyeh, yihiyeh means all of these, even if they came out dry. Good. Does dam have to be nimoch b'mayim too? Does it have to be, actual dam, dry dam, not klipa and sara? That's the machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim between the Ravid and the balabar. So Gemara says, okay, so we said dam is matame, because like nida is matame. So maybe dam should be just as chomer as nida. Imahi osa mishkav umausha latame adam latame begadim. Just like a nida creates too much mishkav. She sits on a chair, that becomes an av. Av damanami osa mishkav umausha latame adam latame begadim. So to the dam also, where it says, Atu Dama Bar Mishkav Moshev, who? Is the Dam something that normally sits on something? a person sits on something. Does Dam sit on something? And again, this rhetorical line fits in nicely with the Rav Soloveitchik Chiddush that we say often in the Mishkan V'Moshav, that a Nida or a Yoledes, she labels it. It becomes a Mishkav Anida, a Mishkav Azov. You can't have a Mishkav of a Damza of a Nida. Right? Doesn't fit. It's not a label. Samara says, Ula Taimeich, oh, you're telling me that things that don't normally sit do not create Mishkav V'Moshav? Evan Munugas Bas Mishkav V'Moshav Hi? So what about a stone with sara'as? That's not normally something that sits. And yet, you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not Tomas Mishkav. The itzrich kralim mu'ute. So Evan Munugas should be like the dam, so you shouldn't need a pasuk to exclude it. Titania, Yochote Evan Munugas Osa Mishkav V'Moshav Latame Olam Damei Begadim. You might think that a stone with sara'as is Metame Mishkav. If a stone is on a couch, the couch becomes an avatuma. Vidinu, and I would learn it from a kalva chomer. Uma zov shein Metame Bebiya. Osa Mishkav V'Moshav Latame Olam Damei Begadim. A zov does not make a house tame if he walks in. Evan Munugas Metame Bebiya, but a stone makes house tame. Eno Dinshav Metame Mishkav V'Moshav Latame Olam Damei Begadim. So an Evan Munugas should be more chamur than a zov. Lomar Hazov, Hazov Velo Evan Minugas. So it's a pasuk that excludes it. Taima Demiya Tekra. The only reason that an Evan Minugas does not create a Mishkav as Mishkav is because of the pasuk. Halav Hachimetama. But otherwise it would be. So why isn't stone any better than Dam? What, it's Svarat to exclude Dam? So why does Evan Minugas need a pasuk? Sigmara says, Umina. Okay, make a similar drusha by Dam too. Just like by Evan. La mi amar tazov velo Evan minugas. Hachanami amar kra asher hi yoshev esalav hi velo dama. So make this similar drash up. Hi velo dama. Just finishing up. Ima hi metama Evan mesama af mad venami metama Evan mesama. So again, once we're comparing Dam Nida to the Nida, so we excluded by Mishkav, but what about this halacha? Just like she is Metame be'evin Mesama. What is Evan Mesama? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. But Rashi says that a Nida is Chamur, that if you have a huge stone that is not usually movable, that is on top of Kalim, and the Nida sits on top of that. So still, even though that's not really Masa, because if you ever move this stone, the Nida is going to have to get off. But still, the Nida is Matami, the Kalim underneath there. Ima Nida Matami and Mesama, so too the Dam Nida should be Matami and Mesama. Samar Avashi, Amar Kravahano, say Osam, Osam Miutahu. So it's an exclusion. Meaning, so even though we compare Dam Nida to Nida in all these cases, but we don't go so far that it's so chamor for Mishkav or for Evan Mesama. So maybe we'll start, Hashem, tomorrow with more about Evan Mesama and other Tumas Mace and Besar HaMace as it comes up here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We are in the seventh parak, the fourth to last parak here in Shas, the seventh parak, Med Hashem, we will continue. And again, the Siyumim, keep in mind, Thursday night Siyum in the Young Israel of West Hempstead on January 2nd, 8 o'clock Ma'ariv, the Sunday morning programs of the OU, Sunday morning both in the Five Towns and the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedars and in Teaneck in the Romer Shul, starting Brachas Dav Beis, everybody is invited to attend. Okay, we'll stop here.